Many of you have already heard this sound today. For me, it was a seltzer. The main ingredient in soft drinks, carbonated water, has been around for a couple of centuries, but scientists are still trying to figure out exactly how we experience the fizz of bubbly drinks. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has this story on a new study examining cells in our tongues that respond to carbonation.
Lots of people drink sodas every day, but Nick Reba is not one of them. He says he probably drinks less than one carbonated beverage per week.
I'm a simple person. I drink ordinary tap water normally.
But he studies how people perceive tastes and became curious about the sensations produced by liquids loaded with carbon dioxide.
When you drink a carbonated drink, you really think that you're detecting the bubbles bursting on your tongue, don't you?
But Reba says there's some evidence that the fizzy feeling isn't just bursting bubbles. People have been asked to drink carbonated beverages inside pressure chambers set up so that no bubbles can form.
The sensation you get is actually the same.
And that wasn't the only hint that bubbles weren't the whole story.
Another finding that was very interesting was that carbon dioxide produced strong nerve responses and taste nerves.
That intrigued Reba, who works at the National Institutes of Health. He collaborated with Charles Zucker, who's now at Columbia University, to explore how carbon dioxide acts on the taste system. First, using mice, they confirmed that plain old club soda did generate a response in a nerve that carries signals from the tongue's taste receptor cells. Then they did similar experiments using mice that don't have specific cells required to sense different tastes, like sour or sweet.
And in particular, we found that mice that are unable to respond to sour stimuli were unable to detect carbon dioxide with their taste system.
So these sour-sensing cells must be involved in the sensation of fizzy drinks. It turns out that these cells have an enzyme on their surface that interacts with carbon dioxide in a way that creates acidity. The cell then responds, as it normally does, to sour flavors.
So that's why we think carbon dioxide causes a taste response.
The results have just been reported in the journal Science. Earl Carstens has studied carbonation at the University of California, Davis. He says when he drinks a soda, he usually thinks of it as a burning or tingling sensation. And he says carbonation is known to stimulate nerves for things like touch or pain.
But this paper says there's also a distinctive taste component that you should be aware of, too. And it's distinctly different from just regular water. There's a carbonation taste, which is probably a slightly sour, has a sour component to it.
He says he's not surprised that this particular acid-producing enzyme plays a role. This enzyme is blocked by a drug for altitude sickness, and it's long been known that mountain climbers taking the drug can be disappointed when they get to the top and gulp a celebratory drink.
They noticed that when they drank beer or other fizzy drinks, the drinks no longer had a fizzy or tingling sensation, and they tended to taste like dishwater.
Carsten says it's not clear why the body's sensory system might have evolved to have a carbonation detector on taste cells.
I guess one reason would be if there's like rotting food that's giving off CO2 gas, you might want to be able to detect that. But otherwise, it's not entirely clear.
The deeper meaning of carbonation may be a puzzle for researchers, but for beverage manufacturers, its value is a no-brainer.
Americans spend about $73 billion a year on sodas.
John Sisher is editor and publisher of a trade publication called Beverage Digest. He says if you look at the kind of things Americans drink,
the largest category is carbonated soft drinks. It's about twice the size of the second biggest category, which is beer, then bottled water, and then milk.
So, even if scientists say that carbonation triggers sour tastes, pain receptors, and perhaps even some kind of ancient alarm for rotting food, there must be some reason we keep reaching for fizzy drinks. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.